Okay, we're in Perek Yud Tes in the Hilchos Kalim. I'm continuing with halachas of broken kalim, specifically by earthenware. So we've seen this principle before by other kalim. Here, when it comes to an earthenware container, what's the minimum amount or the necessary amount of breakage, so to speak, that will cure and make tahor the earthenware container if it was ready tamei? Or the other possibility is that how much would it take for it not to be a contract tuma at all if it is tahor in broken form? So what does a broken kli mean? So if it's made for food, if there's a hole in it that you can release olives. Also the mashkin. So if it's made for drinks, it's a hole big enough that you can put liquids into it. So basically that what it called when you would put this into liquids, so then liquids will go through the hole. Also the kach, let's say it's made for both. Maltino so lechumra, we go stringent, very makabel tuma, achinakim motzi zayis. And it contracts tuma until the hole gets big enough to go ahead and release olives. And when it comes for the measurement of saying liquids to come out, it's only when it comes to the base, right? Because that's, in other words, the way the kli works is that obviously this upright, it's made to hold liquids from the bottom up. And therefore, if liquids came out of it, it would basically destroy and nullify its primary function. So there are five categories that apply to earthenware containers. So the first one is there's a hole big enough that liquids can go ahead and come out of it, but it's still considered a container insofar as the waters of the paradum are concerned. Second, nigev bekones mashke. If it has a hole, again, big enough for liquids to come out, in where the kaddish will mechatas, let's say it's big enough that you can't use it for paraduma, but dying kli, who chashav lahakshir zroim mashkin, not solution bo, kamosh rounder. But it still has enough water inside that it can go ahead and make what it called seeds and other produce, roy for the base of mikdash. Nikev kashorsh katan, let's say there's a hole large enough for a small root to come out, in a mind shvetilcha machshir nes zroim, so the water does not make the water does not make that which is inside subject to tama. Very hain kamosha inu mclean. And it's as if these zroim are not even in the clean anymore. But dying kli who chashav the kabel zesim, but it's still a kli in the sense that it can receive olives from the kabel tuma. Then next, nike v'motzi zesim. Let's say it's a hole big enough to bring out to have olives come out. Tar rehu kli gilalim. It's considered like what it called a kli made from animal feces, vavanim or stone shein the kabel tuma that doesn't acquire tuma at all. But dying kli who chashav lahatzel but samin pasul, and you can actually what it called save, so to speak, this kli from tuma with a seal on top of it, achi pachis ruvo, until what do you call it, the larger part of it's broken, kamosh v'anim tumas mis. Okay, moving to halacha gimel. Hachavis shiro kegozim. So the size of a hole in a barrel that it won't become tame is enough for nuts to fall through it. Ha'ilfas v'akdeir shiro kezesim. These are certain types of pots and pans. That's enough for what do you call olives to go through. V'chein arivish l'chares. So too, when let's say a trough used for dough, afila haisa gedola, even if it's 40 say a big, so to speak, that's what can hold of moist stuff, the niftacha, the motzi zesim, and opening opens up for it for olives to go through it. Mita mata al tzide, even if it's lying on the side, the loshban, and I need dough in it, because in the beginning it wasn't made to serve in such a way. So let's say a little containers used for what do you call it? Let's say, for instance, lighting candles. The shear is enough for oil to go through it. When it comes to when it comes to a pitcher, then it's enough for water to go through it. So when the opening of a lamp is removed, then it's now that thing is tar. When it's made out of earth, where the mouth is, so to speak, is heated up by the wick. It is not contract tuma. It's not even considered earthenware container until the whole thing. Remember, it's made out of earth. It has to be baked in a kiln, and then it turns into a kli charis. Right. So let's say a barrel is broken, but can hold liquids when it's put on its side on its walls. Let's say it's split, and it now ends up functioning like two kneading troughs. It still is makabel tuma. Nisra, let's say it became cracked, and I cannot be carried, I cannot carry it while holding half a kav of dried figs, then it is tahor. Let's say the handles of a barrel are removed, it's considered like the base underneath the container, even if it's one handle. Let's say it got cracked beneath one of the handles. If the handles are still functioning, it's like the base. Let's say I made it without handles initially, then nidonis kechavis is considered like a barrel. Let's say a barrel becomes cracked inside the oven. So now it's like two bases. If it's from the time it was already completed, nistaka that it cracked, called gistro mehen, the entire base from it, the kabel sima, contracts sima. The nistaka kodesh nigmar malachta, but if it got cracked prior to being completed, vachraf nistaka bekivshan, and only then afterwards was it baked, was it seared in or burnt in the oven, then it's tahor. And how do you know such a thing? Let's say the broken pieces are flat, betocha madim adshlo nigmar malachta, and the clay was red beneath the surface. We can assume that it is not finished in its malacha, and therefore it when it cracked. In shivrei shaven, let's say they're not what it called flat. Bein tochem madim, and the clay on the inside is not red. Biyadua sh'achar shenigmar malacha shvara. Then we know it definitely broke after it was completed. The mekabel stuma, and therefore contracts stuma kishar shivrei klicharas from the tashvish, like other earthenware containers. What it called in such a situation? Halacha tes gistu ashen nizra. Let's say the base that goes underneath the container is cracked. But then mekabel is mashkin, it can't hold liquids. Even though it can contain or receive foods, because now it's only made to collect liquids that seep out. Like Ram will explain. And if it would leak, it doesn't really function anymore, and we don't make a base for another base. So to a base that's broken or split into two. Tahara, why? Because you don't say remnants, mistamin, or contract tuma, elishari, klicharis, provide, except for the broken pieces of klicharis, shehin, shemistamin. Those are the ones that contract tuma. Let's say there's a base and there's protrusions coming out of it. Whether it's sitting upright or on its side. So whenever the protrusions can actually themselves hold olives, kashizmala gistra zesim, when you fill up the base with olives, mitame b'maga, okay, it contracts tuma through touching, you connect though, and next to it, mitame b'avir. It can be also contract tuma through its airspace. But at any time it does not what it called hold olives, right? Mistama maga being connected, no, mistama avir. So it does contract tuma through touching, but it wouldn't through the inner space. Maga being connected. So what does it mean to say it contracts tuma through touching, but not, so to speak, next to it? Mistama avir, but yet it contracts tuma through the inner space. Naga tuma begistra mitocha. Okay, so it means like this. If the thing that's tame touches the base on the inside, mistame, what it called? If it contracts, mistame chidud, the protrusion contracts tuma, nechna tuma ba'avir gistra. Now, if the tuma went inside the airspace of the base, afil ha'isek neged achadud, even if it's right next to the chadud, it doesn't matter, lo nitma achidud, the protrusion does not become tame. Lachir beis, uveketsa kenegdo mistame ba'avir. What does it mean to say that the gistra contracts tuma when the tuma enters the airspace opposite it? Shemhaisa tuma ba'avir gistrak. Let's say the tuma was inside the airspace of the base, kineged achidud, next to the opposite of the protrusion. Nitma achidud nima gistra. Then the protrusion becomes tuma with the base. Valderakzu b'chol makom. This applies in all cases. Shenemar b'chlicheres v'tanor b'kirayim mistama b'mago kineged ba'avir. Like we say about all earthenware containers, ovens, etc., that they're contract tuma through touching and opposite in the inner space. So any mistama kineged ba'avir or not. So to any tuma through touching that we talk about by earthenware containers or tanur v'kirayim or an oven or a range, that's when the tuma touches it from the inside. Any tuma of the inner space, remember the tuma doesn't touch anything when it goes in the inner space. It just goes into the inner space itself, suspended there. Let's say a barrel's cracked, and you held it together by using animal feces. The pieces would fall apart if I remove the animal feces. Why is it contract? Because it's still considered a kli. Now let's say it's broken and everything fell apart, and I stuck them back together again. I use different pieces, and I use animal feces again. Even if I pick up this repaired kli, right? Haraze it tahara. Because at this point I can say the shame kli was already nullified. If there's a piece of earthenware that can hold a revius, kneged osa cheres bavad against that cheres alone, mistamev avir, it is now contracting tuma in its airspace. Because it's considered like an independent kli. Usharcha is a remainder of this barrel in the situation. Inu mistame, it does not contract tuma. Achatigaba tuma mitocha until a tuma becomes it contracts tuma from the inside of it. Meishenu kli shalim because it's not considered a complete kli. Lachidala chavish and nikva v'sasam nekev v'zefes. Let's say a hole appeared in the barrel and I sealed it with tar. V'achrach nishra and it breaks afterwards. Imish becheres v'sasam v'zefes kedil hachzik rabbis. If the earthenware left that was sealed with the tar, that piece has enough to hold Rabbi, it's raising a kabbal tumma, contracts tumma. It's considered a broken piece of the barrel of bitol shim kli malea, and the shim kli wasn't nullified from it. But let's say the hole emerged after the kli was broken, and then I sealed the hole with tar. Even though it holds a revius, tar is tar. Because the earthenware that gets a hole in it, nullifies the kli. Malav, the tier, it's tar of a kol shetahar, but kli, cheres, anytime it's and it's tar from a earthenware container, sha'achas, even 1 hour, ein lo tumal olam is not considered tuma at all. Halachat ezvav, kumkumus shenikev, so let's say a kettle has a hole in it, vaso bezefes, and it was patched with tar, tahar, shen yochel kab lachamim kitzonin, because it can't accept hot water like cold. V'chen kli ezefes, so too, a whole, what do you call it, a kli that's made from tar, vashava or wax, v'chuyotzim en tar, and v'ein v'chal kelim, they're not even considered a kli. V'ayin lachat ezayin, what do you call it? Mashbek shacharesh pikagub zefes. So let's say a funnel, it has a hole in it, and it's, excuse me, the funnel, which has a hole in the bottom, is plugged up with tar. And a kabal tumma does not contract tumma, and a zefes mashimo kli kibo, because the tar does not make it into a container that receives stuff. About mashbek shal eitz, but if it's an earthenware, excuse me, a wood funnel, shasasmu that I seal up, or is it kli kibo mustame? That's considered like a kli that is able to receive things, and therefore it contracts tumma. Okay, that ends parak yutes, and we will continue with parak chav tomorrow.